Chapter 14, Coaching. Without a helicopter view of the customer's world, salespeople are selling blind. When they do stumble across a customer's pain point, they can only refer to vague pain points, such as time-consuming or prone to error, because their knowledge of the customer is superficial. The result is that too many salespeople are trying to rescue customers that are only ankle-deep in problems. No wonder over 60% of sales opportunities end with the customer deciding to do nothing. You can coach your reps with stories to find and then fill customer knowledge gaps in just 10 minutes a week, because stories present a clear before and after picture of owning your product. Knowledge gaps are immediately exposed when the picture is out of focus. Increase value and win more sales. Once reps learn how to fill the gaps, their ability to sell value will explode. They will learn, for example, that as they crank up the contrast between the before and after picture of the customer owning their product, they also crank up the value of their product in the customer's eyes. That is when the magic happens. It is the contrast that creates the spark for the customer that ignites the rep sales process. This type of sales coaching is made by your salespeople for your salespeople. They will learn by doing, and then by observing their peers. This is the same process that Toastmasters have used to train over 4 million people since 1924. Studies show that the benefits of sales coaching are not fuzzy. They are overwhelming. In CSO Insight's 2013 study of 4,500 companies, for example, they discovered that companies that had a defined versus an ad hoc system for sales coaching were 2 times more likely to be a trusted advisor versus just an approved vendor, 17% more hit sales quota, 24% more forecast deals won. Here's how it works. At every sales meeting, your reps will decide what they feel is the most pressing challenge their customers face. You will then assign a rep to deliver a 2-minute story on this topic at the next sales meeting. This should take the rep less than an hour. After the rep delivers the story, you will assign different reps to act as story coaches. They will evaluate the story and provide positive and constructive feedback on the following criteria. Are you a buyer? Is the story memorable? Is the contrast clear between the before and after? Did they drill down to the tangible impact of the customer's pain points? Was the insight scenario too long? More than 2 minutes or 250 to 350 words? And were you lost? More than 1 point. Based on the feedback, the rep edits the story, writes it up, and publishes it so that your team will have a valuable sales asset to use to help win future sales opportunities. Just like Toastmasters, your reps will learn by doing. They will also learn from observing their peers tell their stories. So by doing and observing, they will discover for themselves why some insight scenarios pop and others flop. The reps will then be able to take these bite-sized customer insights and deliver them in a short, effective insight scenario, so the customers may start to tell themselves a new story where new choices make more sense. At every sales meeting, your reps will decide what they feel is the most pressing challenge their customers face.